Good evening, Rabbi Mayevsky. This year is being learned Le'ilu Nishmat Chai Rochel Bas David Tzvi Neshama Shel Havan Aliyah. This week we learn Parshas Tetzaveh. Of course, we know that Moshe's name is not in this parsha, but I entitled the parsha tonight, Do Clothes Make the Man? And it has an actual tie-in with Purim as well. They are as follows. The parsha begins, V'yatot Tetzaveh, of course, V'yatot is Moshe Rabbeinu, and so we use his name for that. But the point is over here, something very interesting, is always the language, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses his words very carefully. And it says over here, V'yatot HaKrev Elecho Es Aron Achicho V'yas Bano V'yito, to bring close Aaron. Now, at this point in time, he's telling Aaron that he's being designated to be the Kohen Gadol. He's the choice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he and his sons will be the Kohen Hedyot at the time. They will be his helpers. The interesting thing is that normally you would say, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe, and he said, Daber el Aaron Achicha, and to speak to Aaron and tell him as follows, or talk directly to Aaron. But here we see something very interesting, and it says, V'yato hakrev elecho, draw him close. What is the reason for the choice of these words? And the answer is a very simple one. And what I mean by that is that Aaron, if we take the track that this happened after the Egel, which it could have at this point, in other words, Moshe was given the commandment to build the Mishkan, but when he came down and he broke the Luchos, and after he gives Aaron his, what we would call actually a tongue lashing, what did you do? And the story ends, Asher saw Aaron as the last words in the story. Certainly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting the onus on Aaron to do it. And now when Moshe comes to Aaron, God realizes that Aaron is going to feel right now he has been belittled and he feels unworthy. And rather than say, talk to Aaron, he says to him, HaKrev Elecha, he's feeling down. And draw him close, be makarev him to be the Kohen Gadol, because he probably feels, and his children, we don't know what their part in the Egel, if they were helping their father on their side, could be they were. And the fact remains that Aaron was guilty here, as the Gemara tells us in various Gemaras and Shas, but nevertheless, Aaron was still a better choice than anybody else at this juncture. And so God tells Moshe to go hakrev, to be makarif him. And one very interesting point again here is, and he tells him, V'yostisa b'gde kodesh le'aron echicho, why in fact are you making him these special clothing? Is he unworthy without his clothing to go on to do the avoda? We'll see why in a minute I'm making that point. But why he has to put on all these 8 garments. So therefore, each garment, as we're told by Chazal, each garment had a different remez. The tzitz was to make him, and the mitznefes, his head coverings was to make him think of God the whole time he's doing the avoda. It's when you get dressed up very fancy, like when you're going to a wedding or you're going to see somebody very important, you dress up well, it puts you in a different frame of mind. And the putting on the garments, going to the mikvah, putting on these freshly made garments, and it puts you in a certain frame of mind to have the reverence for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which certainly teaches us a lesson, how we should dress before we go to shul, or how we should dress even if we daven b'yechidus, not to walk around in anything but proper attire. And these are the things that we're getting, l'chavod u'l'sefaret. He needs, because he's feeling down, he needs something to lift his spirit. So make these clothing for him, and then he'll be royal. But the question is, beyond that, we are told that, of course, if the Kohen Gadol would go in to do the avoda without his garments on, without the tzitz that he needs to purify his mind, and the begodim, his pants, for other things, everything has a remez for certain averis that are possible that one would use that part of his body. The choshen, he should be thinking of the choshen, me'ifodu, me'il, all the 12, yitachtar lehem, shmos b'nei Yisrael. He has to have in mind while he's doing yavoda, the entire klal Yisrael, from every shevet, not to leave anybody out. And all of these things, everything has its own remez. But the question is, when Moshe, all this time, when he was putting the Mishkan together, and even after Moshe was Nichnas V'yotze into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it says God talked to me, Ben Shnei HaKruvim, he had to talk from between the Kruvim, he had to go in and go out. He didn't put on any of these garments. How come Moshe was able to go in and out if we're saying now that Aaron has to put on all these begadim because they're so necessary to do the avoda, and Moshe Rabbeinu was nichnas v'yotze with whatever he was wearing, his daily clothes, he went in and went out, went in and went out whenever he felt like it, and he didn't have to put on any of these begadim? And the answer, once again, is very interesting. And that is that Aaron is on a different level than Moshe. Aaron, being a Navi the way he was, certainly on a higher level than most of the Nevi'im, but regardless of that, he still had to raise himself up to that spiritual level, because this was the Chavod Lusifaris, of course, to have total respect for Hashem, but it's to raise his spirits. When you're dressed in that attitude, when you're dressed in those special clothing, it gives you a certain feeling and a certain emotion when you go in all dressed up, wearing your tuxedo. You have a different attitude about the way you walk and the way you think, because you know you're dressed up special. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need all this. Moshe Rabbeinu had been sitting in Shemayim for 40 days and 40 nights. Lechem lo achalti, umayim lo shosisi. And clothing, he was locked into his level of Kedusha. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need anything to change his mind. He was so locked in the Kedusha Vitara of the spirit, of the lev, of Moshe, thinking of Klal Yisrael 100% of the time. He didn't need the tzitz, he didn't need the me'il, he didn't need the kasonas, he didn't need the choshen, the eifo, the me'il. He didn't need any of these begadim, because Moshe Rabbeinu was 100% locked in on a spiritual level that could not be raised beyond the limits of what a human being could be. And he could come and go. Clothing would be immaterial. And we see that many times throughout history. There are people years ago, we look at today and we see, I know some people are very particular about the way they dress, and some people are years ago when I grew up on the East Side with Rabbi Feinstein, there were people who would just be walking around. They were big Talmidei Chachamim. The way they dressed was immaterial. Everybody knew who they were. It wasn't important for them to be wearing a bekeshah or a shlaimel or whatever the mode of dress would be for his sect. It was totally immaterial. Everybody knew who that person was. The Rebbes who went around in a normal suit, Rabbi Feinstein always wore a regular suit. David Feinstein always wore a regular suit. He never dressed up special. That wasn't his style. Everybody knew who he was. It was immaterial the way he dressed. But we see this, when I said it ties into the Megillah too. We see something very interesting at the beginning of the Megillah when it says, Vayhi bimei Achashverosh. Now we know something about Achashverosh when it said, Mitoz Zahav Vachesef. He was very big on pomp and circumstances. He walked around with all his finery to make everybody see that he was the king. He wore his crown. He dressed in all these chelas v'argamon, the salah shani. He dressed in all these fine clothing so that everybody would know. And why would that be? Because he was a usurper to the throne. He wasn't from the Zera Hamalucha. He didn't come from royalty. He married into the royalty by marrying Vashti. But in reality, he was just an ordinary human being who worked himself up the social ladder, so to speak, and became the king. And he needed to show everybody that he was a king. And we see, you know, if you take a look around in the world today, you see all the Prince Charles in England. I mean, the last of the kings, or close to it anyhow. He doesn't go around in royal robes. He doesn't wear a crown because, listen, he's a king. He's the heir to the throne. He doesn't have to show off. Achashverosh needed to show off. And you see that at the end of the Megillah when Mordechai Yotzeh Bevush Malchus Tcheles Vachur, the king's only way that he knew how to bestow upon him to make somebody seem important was his mode of dress. Aaron needed this mode of dress because he was feeling down over the Maase Egel. Achashverosh needed it to prove his status. We, of course, need to l'chavod u'zeforis. We have to dress the part when we are b'shas ha'tfila, certainly. But it's a very interesting thought process that we go through when we see the tie into the Megillah. So the big day kahuna, do we need it? Well, we need it if you're in that category where you have to raise yourself to the level to understand that you're standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you need a modicum of respect. If you're wearing a bathing suit, certainly you have a different attitude while you're davening. You have a different thought process. And we get this from the parasha. It's V'yosiso b'dekodesh li'aron achicha is l'chavod u'sefaras. And that's what we have to carry on. And that's the broad. But when we say, interesting thing, by the way, when it says, what did the B'nai Yisrael complain when it says at the end of the Megillah, it makes a very interesting point that we all ask, and there's so many different Torahs spoken about in reference to it. And it says that Mordechai v'rasui l'rov echov, even though Mordechai attained such great status and he saved the nation, why was a lot of people, they blame, as I probably mentioned last year, so many people blamed him for not bowing down to Haman. But the fact remains that the reason he didn't bow down to Haman is the Medrash tells us that he wore amulets of Avodah Zarah around it, and B'nai Israel were guilty. He's always interested in being misaking a chait, Mordechai, and he realized that B'nai Israel, he was trying to fix the chait of Avodah Zarah when they went to the Sudas Achashverosh, and they had lost all hope, and they were on board with Shushan being the new Yerushalayim, so to speak, and they lost all hope of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and they bowed down to the Tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar. He's looking to fix that chait. And the way he figures to fix the chait is to make a show of force by not bowing down to Haman. But there's another very interesting fact over here at the end, why it said the Ratzui L'Rov Echov. The very last paragraph in the Megillah says, Vayotzem Achashverosh Mas Al Oretz V'Yayayam. Here it is, Mordechai is on, I guess you would call him the Secretary of State. He's second in command to Achashverosh. He is so great, and yet the people are complaining for what reason? That after all is said and done, and they are so lionized, the Rabbim Me'amei Oretz Misyadim, a lot of people, a lot of Goyim wanted to become Jews and convert to Judaism, but on top of all of that, he said, what did we get out of this? We survived, but now he raised our taxes. So it says, Vayosem Achashverosh, Mas al Oretz V'Yayayam. After everything is said and done, the amount of taxes that will be set upon us will be greater than it was before. So we're not getting any breaks over here. We're alive, but our lives did not improve in any way, shape, or form. In fact, it got worse that he raised the taxes for all these things that happened. Of course, it just shows you about the level of Achashverosh. But this is just one of the sidelights that the parasha talks about, our Moshe and Aaron, their relationship, and how it ties into the Megillah. Have a wonderful evening, and next Tuesday night, I guess, after the Suda, we'll talk again probably a little bit more about the Megillah. Have a good evening. Thank you.